Sentimentality can be tricky in a film. If a director lays it on too thick, it can seem manipulative. Well, there's plenty of sentimentality in the recent Swedish film entitled A Man Called Ove. The story is from a novel of the same name by Fredrik Backman, and its publication was one of those miracles you love to hear about, where nobody would publish it. Finally, a smaller house decided to give the book a try, and it became a huge hit in Sweden and then around the world. It's been adapted now into a film by writer-director Hannes Holm. The title character, Ove, played by Rolf Lassgård, is a gruff older man obsessed with keeping everything in a certain order at the small housing development he lives in. The fence must be locked, no bicycle parking here, no cars allowed to drive there, and so on. Lassgård is an excellent curmudgeon, just enough of a misanthropist to be funny, and just mean enough to be frustrating without being scary. Sonia, his wife for 40 years, has recently died, and so underneath the gruffness there is terrible grief that only gets expressed through anger. Ove decides to commit suicide so that he can join her. During the various suicide attempts, we flash back to his childhood, youth, and manhood, in which there were awful tragedies. It's an odd and interesting way to present a backstory. The nature of Ove's misfortunes and his impossibly perfect and beautiful wife, Sonia, are examples of how sentimentality can seem, at least in hindsight, to be more than a bit contrived. But guess what? The film still got to me. And I think there are two major reasons. First of all, the movie is very funny. The screenplay's inventive sense of humor sets you up perfectly for the tears. Secondly, the tenderness in this film is earned. A young family moves in, and the mother, who is Iranian, makes friends with Ove despite his off-putting behavior. She's too new to the community to have fixed ideas about him. Being inclusive, it turns out, is more healing than continuing to push people away. A Man Called Ove is about nurturing the best in us rather than expecting the worst. And coming up, The Loft presents its annual film festival running from Wednesday, November 9th to Sunday, November 13th. This year looks especially tasty, with lots of positive critical buzz heralding films from around the world. I'll just mention three. Camera Person, a meditation by cinematographer Kirsten Johnson on the profound experience of shooting documentaries. By all accounts, this is a powerful and one-of-a-kind film. The great English director Terence Davies presents A Quiet Passion, a film about Emily Dickinson, with Cynthia Nixon playing the poet. Critics are praising its beauty and insight. And finally, Son of Joseph, a gentle and witty comedy about fathers and sons, directed by Eugene Green. It looks like an antidote for election year blues. This is going to be fun,